Hey everyone, it is September 4th and we are going through hymns. I'm going to share what I would consider a very modern hymn compared to the 1700s that some of these hymns and 1800s were written in. This one was written in the 1970s. That's new to me when it comes to hymns, but I want to tell you a little story as I get started here. My freshman year of college was pretty rough. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't even know if I was at the right college. I was playing basketball. That had just really been my life for a long time since I was about a fifth or sixth grader, and things weren't going the way I thought they should go with basketball. And so I went during my first summer of college and I worked at a Christian camp in Tyler, Texas called Pine Cove. And I remember being done with work for the summer and I made a brief stop by home before heading to college for my sophomore year. And I remember that I was just very lonely. I had friends at college, but I was just lonely. I didn't really want to be around people, and looking back, I know that I was admittedly depressed, but I didn't know what God had planned for me, and that bothered me. And I found myself on the porch swing at my childhood home all by myself, and it was hot and muggy one evening, and I just started singing. I started singing a song that I had learned at camp that summer. And that day, God reminded me that I was here to bring him worship. I didn't have to know what I was doing in the future. I didn't have to know where I was going to live. I didn't have to know who I was going to marry. I just knew that night that I needed to give him what I had. And I didn't feel like I had very much. I didn't have any money or any clear direction as to whether to continue playing basketball, but what I did have that day is my voice, and I gave him my worship with this song that I had learned. And it's fun to look back and know that 4 months from that night later, I met my wife, and I look back on that day and know that that was a day that God just reminded me that I needed to give him what I had and he would take care of me. And so as I was getting ready to do September's Pray Today's, Alicia Hunter, my assistant here at the church, did some research for me and brought me this whole notebook full of backgrounds about these songs and all of this great stuff. And I had never heard the story behind this hymn. And she had gathered this, and as I began to read through the story behind this song, I was just dumbfounded. And I read about the author of this song, Lori Klein, and the circumstances surrounding the conception of this hymn. And here's what she said. She said, "It was a dark time in my life. We had no extra money, no friends nearby, no church home, and my husband was busy all the time with his studies. I didn't drive, so I couldn't get away. We lived on a highway in a mobile home, so I couldn't even put the baby in a stroller and go for a walk. Our only neighbors were people long retired and tired of life. When I needed some encouragement, there was no extra money for long-distance calls to family or friends. I was lonely. The only thing I was committed to was trying to get up each morning before our baby, then a toddler, and spend time with Jesus. I knew that's where the life was. The day the song came, I had gotten up early and was sitting with my Bible and my guitar. I realized that I didn't have anything in me to sing to Jesus. I just didn't have anything in me to offer him. I was so empty. So I prayed and said to the Lord, 'If you want to hear me sing, would you give me something that you would like to hear?' I started strumming on the guitar, and the first words came out of my mouth with absolutely no effort. 'I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you.' I scribbled them down on a piece of paper just in case I would want to remember them and sing them again. Those words meant a lot to me. I wondered if I could play the melody again, if I would even remember. I played and sang the two lines again. They were still there in my mind. The last two lines just followed as effortlessly as the first two had come. It was a gift from God that just wrote itself. Though it is a very simple song, it changed everything for me, and it still is changing life for me. When you are in a dark valley and the Lord gives you light, it makes all the difference, and you keep growing. Do you see how that was so important for me to read the history behind that song? Because in a time that I just needed hope and I just needed something, Jesus gave it to me through that song. A song that was conceived through a woman who she was married and she had a child and all of this. And those aren't the same as my situation. But the bottom line is we both felt like we needed Jesus, and we found him when we started praising him through song. So the lyrics of this song are, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I want to pray that with you today, and let's sing it together after that. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Lord, that's my prayer. And that's what I want, Lord, during this prayer and during this song, is that what you hear come from me, may it be a sweet sound to you. God, I want to praise you today. I want to lift up my friends to you today. And anyone out there who is struggling today, who is struggling this morning or this evening as they listen to this, may they remember, as you reminded me so long ago, that you are there and that you want my praise. And that, Father, my focus needs to be on you and not on me. And Father, I know that if I do that, I know that you will bring me through. I know that you will bless me. I know that you will take these difficult times in my life, and Lord, you'll turn them into something beautiful, even when I can't see it now. So I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Rejoice,
Let it be.